Welcome to Film Friday on Beacon. I'm with Simon Square, our resident end of the week geek.
And this week, James and I have been to see The Adjustment Bureau.
You're that guy running for Senate, aren't you?
I am that guy, yeah. Are you a registered New York voter?
Do I sound like I am?
David.
I gotta go. Sorry.
How was that?
Matt Damon plays David Norris, who's a congressman, who has everything going for him. He's about to be made a senator until a little accident where he's photographed doing something he shouldn't be. So it kind of affects him. But then he meets a girl by chance in a toilet and they hit off this relationship, which kind of affects him, and he makes decisions that he wouldn't usually make. And this whole thing changes his life. However, there are a group of beings known as the Adjustment Bureau who have your life already mapped out for you. So they didn't like this way that David Norris is going with this girl, and they're trying to alter it to get it back on the right path. However, his relationship with her keeps happening and it's interrupting the way things are supposed to be.
What is this?
We are the people who make sure things happen according to plan. We monitor the entire world.
The way it's kind of built up on the posters, you'll see it says Bourne meets Inception, but it's neither of them. It's a completely separate movie.
For me, the only correlation with Bourne Identity is the fact that Matt Damon is in it.
Yeah, exactly.
But there isn't any violence, and there isn't quite the kind of clinical workings out.
No, and for me, that's what was missing. It's more of a romance than it is a science fiction or a thriller, but it's not built that way when you see trailers and everything. It's kind of built up that it's going to be this science fiction thriller, that things are going to be, you know, like a big mystery. And there is a big mystery that goes through it.
Okay, your chance now to win tickets to Cineworld in Shrewsbury or Wensfield this weekend, with also a meal at Nando's. So would you go and see that film? Well, that's completely up to you. You can, of course, read Simon's blog on the website beaconradio.co.uk and see a trailer for the movie. What question are you going to set today, Simon?
Matt Damon won an Oscar for his debut film, Good Will Hunting, in a writing partnership with which fellow actor?
Good question, and I don't think I know the answer to it either. Put your name, where you're from, and your answer, and send it on a text to 87867. Please start your message with the word Beacon.
Matt Damon won an Oscar for Best Screenplay for his debut as a writer with which fellow actor?
Put your name, where you're from, and your answer on a text. Send it to 87867. Start your message with the word Beacon. Text will cost you 25p plus your standard network rate, and I will close the text lines in 10 minutes from now. Good luck. Two winners chosen at random. One to go to Cineworld and Nando's in Shrewsbury, and one to Cineworld and Nando's in Wensfield. Simon, thank you very much.
No problem. And don't forget, you can go on thebeaconradio.co.uk and check out my blog and also see a trailer for the film.
Cheers, Si.
Thank you.